USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in New Orleans on Monday, Attorney General Bill Barr says the investigation of Jeffrey Epstein will continue.
The FBI and the Office of Inspector General are doing just that. We will get to the bottom of what happened, and there will be accountability.
Federal prosecutors have filed charges against a friend of a man accused of a mass murder outside a bar in Dayton, Ohio last week. Ben Glassman, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Ohio, says Ethan Colley lied on forms about illegal drug use in order to be able to purchase body armor and firearm accessories.
He told them during the second interview that he had done, quote-unquote, hard drugs with Connor Betts, as well as marijuana and acid, four or five times a week.
Glassman did emphasize that there's no indication that Colley knew what the murderer was up to. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Turning to the 2020 presidential race, former Vice President Joe Biden believes Congress needs to bring back the ban on assault-style weapons. In a New York Times op-ed on Sunday, a week after the mass murders in El Paso and Dayton, Biden argues that the ban passed in 1994 worked. Anti-ICE protesters protest Amazon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Dozens of people are in custody after a protest at an Amazon store in New York's Manhattan. Protesters say the Sunday rally was part of a day of action as Jewish organizations across the nation had scheduled protests against ICE. The rally denouncing what the activists call Amazon's cooperation with ICE, claiming the tech giant hosts databases for software that helps officials find immigrants. The demonstration coming a day after 100 people were arrested at another ICE protest elsewhere in New York City.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
With three people committing murders that killed over 30 people in the last 2 weeks, many people are searching for answers as far as what can be done to combat this. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Pastor Mark E. Moore. He's also author of a new book titled Core 52, a 15-minute daily guide to build your Bible IQ in 1 year, and he believes that we all have to get back to reading the Bible, and that will help with everything that goes on in our lives.
What we know about those who are engaged in the Bible, meaning they read the Bible four times a week or more. And we're not talking about hours, right? You know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Those who are Bible engaged, is about 60%, you will find statistics change. Drinking, like drunkenness, is 60% lower with Bible engaged. Sexual immorality, 60% lower. Self-harming thoughts, 60% lower. And then you go on the positive side, they have about a 30% higher positive self-image, about 30% higher benevolent gene in them. So knowing the Bible somehow makes an individual better, and as individuals get better, of course families and then cultural dynamics get better. When you begin engaging in the Bible, that really does transform your own heart, and then that overflows into transformation of your circles and your culture.
For more news, you can find us on iHeartRadio by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.